there are three levels of tinoik shenishba, of person essentially who has very few yediyos about halacha. And those three levels are primarily identifiable by the halachos that we ascribe to them. The first level is patur from a karban and kala tarakula. The first level of tinik shenishpa is considered to be like misasik, it's considered to be an oines, it's considered to be totally not responsible for the sins that they perform. And therefore, not only are they exempt from the punishments which ordinarily are given to people who do aveirois b'mezid, they also are exempt from the karbanois which we impose upon people who do aveirois b'shoigig. Because ordinarily a shoigig is a breach of responsibility. It was a responsibility to remember something or to learn something or to know something which a person neglected to fulfill. And this lowest level of tinek shenishpa was never responsible to remember or to learn or to know. There was no way that he could have had even a natural inkling that he had such an obligation. The second level of tinuk shenishba is chayev to bring a karbon by kol tarikula. If he was mechal al Shabbos, he has to bring a karbon. If he was oichel chilev, he has to bring a karbon. But when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashov, there he's potter from a karban. Because the standard of responsibility, which is necessary to create a chiyuv, karban by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashov, is higher than the standard of responsibility by Kol Tarakula, for reasons that we partially discussed earlier from the Ramban, that it's Oisik B'Dvar Mitzvah, that it's Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, and partially for reasons that we're going to discuss hopefully later on Daf Yud Daled. That's a second level of Tinuk Shenishba. He's chayiv a karban chatos for all the aveiros in the Torah, but he's patur from an oil of a yoreid by a tumas mikdash v'kadashav. And the third level, the third level of somebody who's akin to a Tinuk Shenishba is one who is both chayiv a chatos by kol tarakula, and who's also chayiv a karban oyle v'yoyved by tumas mikdash v'kadashav. But nevertheless, he is lacking some measure of yediya, and that's why he's not considered a mezid, but he's only considered a shoigig. What exactly are the characteristics that separate these three levels of tinoik shenishba from one another? And this is a major machlokas amongst the Rishonim. Let's start off for a second with the middle level and differentiate from there the earliest and the latest level. What exactly is a type of person who's patur by karban oyle v'yoreid for tumas mikdash v'kadashav, but nevertheless who is chayiv karban by kol tarakula? So there's basically three or four different opinions amongst the Rishonim on this issue. When the Gemara says that a tinek shenishba is potter from oil of yoreid, but a person who has yediyas beis rabbi is chayiv to bring an oil of yoreid, what exactly is the dividing line between yediyas beis rabbi and tinek shenishba? So Rashi tells us an important yesod. Rashi says the yediyas beis rabbi is full awareness of the theoretical halacha. A person who has yediyas beis rabbi knows that it's forbidden for a tamei person to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat karbanos. A person who has yediyas beis rabbi also knows that touching a sheretz tamei makes him tamei and therefore obligates him to abstain from entering the Beis HaMikdash and eating karbanos. Moreover, a person with yediyas beis rabbi is aware of which types of sheretz have the potential to make him tamei. He knows that if he touches a dead frog or weasel or whatever the type of sheretz is, that he becomes Tamei, and that obligates him not to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He knows all of those things in theory, but he neglects to connect the theory to the practical dimensions of his life. And therefore, says Rashi, he is not a Tinuk Shenishpa, because he has all the theoretical knowledge which is necessary for him to live his life properly, and instead, he's considered to be a person who has Yediyas Beis Rabbi, who is aware of everything that it would take for him to live a perfectly good halachic life, but he failed to actualize and to act upon his awareness and to put two and two together. This is a tremendous Musar lesson, Derech Agav. Rav Volbi notes that Chazal say that Yehuda and Tamar, when she seduced Yehuda, was L'shem Shemayim. And the Ashes Potiphar, when she tried to seduce Yosef, was also L'shem Shemayim. But in the end of the day, Tamar's L'shem Shemayim was proper. She was trying to get Yehuda to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum. And the L'shem Shemayim of the Ashes Potiphar was improper. She was trying to get Yosef to do the Avera of Znus with an Ashes Ish. But they both wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was their intention at heart for both of them. The problem was that Ashes Potiphar was somehow or other, something went wrong in translating the theoretical desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu into action. There was a disconnect, a gap, between the motivation, the theoretical knowledge that it's good to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the actual application and the practice of how she decided to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing by the Kuzari, the king of Kuzar. So he brought all sorts of shchut echutz, all sorts of karbanos, and he had a dream that your kavana to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proper, but the actions are improper. To take something from the realm of theory to the realm of practice requires a tremendous amount of skill and dedication. Sometimes people simply neglect to transform the theory into practical knowledge. He knew that touching the sheretz made him tummy. He knew that he touched the sheretz. He knew that by touching the sheretz, he becomes usher to enter the mikdash. But he failed to practically label himself as tummy. And therefore, he's not considered a tinek shenishba, but rather he's considered to be a person who had yediyas beis rabbi, and he's chayav to bring a carbon oil of yoreid. In contrast, a tinuk shenishba who's potter from oil of yoreid is a person who's lacking one of these elements. He's either lacking awareness that a person who's tamei is usur to enter the Beis HaMikdash and to eat karbanos, or he's lacking the awareness that the particular sheretz that he touched had the capacity to make him tamei, even though he knows that the category of shratzim make people who touch them tummy. But he didn't know that this belonged to the category of shratzim. Or even further, perhaps he didn't even know that shratzim make a person tummy. He knew that tummy people can't enter the Beit HaMikdash, but he wasn't aware of how one becomes tummy. All of those cases, lechora, according to Rashi, could be bichlal tinuk shenishba. However, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ritva and the Ravid all tell us that the Yediyas Beis Rabbi does not need to be a full and complete theoretical knowledge. The Yediyas Beis Rabbi can even be an incomplete and a partial theoretical knowledge, because possession of part of the halacha is mechayev a person to learn more. The more one knows, the stronger his obligation to learn more. A person who knows a lot has a much, much deeper level of responsibility to learn more. A person who's ignorant has less of a responsibility. It's like the Chachamim say that only a person who's learned a lot can appreciate how little he knows. A person who doesn't know very much thinks that he knows everything. The more that one learns, the more one realizes how ignorant one truly is. So the more one knows, the more achrayos he has to learn more. So that's the reason, according to Rabbi Nutam and the Ritva and the Ravid, that a person with Yediyas Beis Rabbi, even though his theoretical knowledge is incomplete, is still responsible enough, he's held responsible by the Torah, for failure and neglect to attain the ultimate degree of knowledge, full theoretical knowledge plus practical knowledge. And therefore, even though he was lacking some parts of the theoretical knowledge, he didn't know that this sheretz makes him tummy. Maybe he didn't know that any sheretz makes him tummy, but he knew that such a thing as tumah existed. Or maybe he knew that this sheretz made him tummy, but he didn't know that tumah makes him aser to enter the Beis HaMikdash. In all of those cases, the partial knowledge that he had made him responsible to gain a full knowledge. And because he neglected to fulfill that responsibility, he's held liable to bring a karbon. In contrast, a tinuk shenishba, who's potter by kol ha'Torah kula, who's potter even if he's mechal al Shabbos, we're not referring to this type of a tinuk shenishba, to a tinuk shenishba who simply was unaware of the halacha, of one aspect of the halacha, who was in possession of parts of the theoretical knowledge, but was not in possession of other parts of the theoretical knowledge. Because when it comes to other averis in the Torah, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to chilev, machalas, asuros, isurei bia, etc., so even possession of part of the theoretical knowledge makes one responsible to know everything. When it comes to Oyla V'Yoyreid, we can differentiate and distinguish between different parts of the theoretical knowledge. We can say for Oyla V'Yoyreid, let's just pick one shita, that knowledge that a sheretz can be metame a person is considered Yediyas Beis Rabbi and makes you chayiv. But if you didn't have that knowledge, or say better, knowledge that, again, in this case, so there's some degree of concrete knowledge of the theoretical halacha. He knows that shrotzim are metami. Maybe even he knows that this sheretz is metami. Or he knows that a person who's tame is asur likanes lemikdash. But the tinek shenishba, whose patur by kol ha'Torah kula, does not even have this level of theoretical knowledge. He's a person maybe who knows that the concept of tumah exists. Maybe who knows that the concept of Shabbos exists. Maybe he doesn't even know that. And that's why he is patur. So again, Yediyas Beis Rabbi, which is Chayev Karban Oyla V'Yoyreid, is talking lefi Rashi of a person who has full theoretical knowledge, according to Rabbi Nutam, who has and the Ritva and the Ravid, who has partial theoretical knowledge. Tinuk shenishba, who is potter from Oyla V'Yoyreid, but is chayiv by other averis in the Torah to bring in karban chatos, according to Rashi, could maybe even be a person with only partial theoretical knowledge. And according to Rabbi Nutam, the Ritva and the Ravid, we have to distinguish, and we have to say it's a person who has possession of certain parts of the theoretical knowledge, perhaps parts of theoretical knowledge which are concrete to some extent. And the Tinuk Shenishba, who's potter even by Shabbos, for Rashi is people who have perhaps even less theoretical knowledge than by Oyla V'Yoyreid. And according to Rabbi Nutam and the Ritva and the Ravid, so it's people who are lacking particular types of theoretical knowledge, perhaps who are lacking concreteness in their theoretical knowledge, and all that they have is some vague knowledge that the concept of Tumah, the concept of Shabbos, etc. exists, maybe even that they don't have that level of knowledge. But again, the Yesoid Hadvarim is that for Rashi, the responsibility, the Achrayos, which is Mechayev me to bring a Karban Oyle V'yoreid, is generated only by complete knowledge of theory, which makes me Achray to figure out the practical ramifications of what I know theoretically. And for the other Rishonim, so the Achrayos is the fact that I know something, but I don't know all the details, is Mechayev me to investigate and find out the remaining details so that I can have full theoretical knowledge and then turn it into practical knowledge.